Blog Talk Radio.
Can you believe it? Hello, everybody. It is Monday, November the 10th at 8 o'clock p.m. in hot-ass California. And trust me when I tell you, it is hot here. Truly hot. It is 10:11 if you are in the southern states. You know what the southern states are, right? Sure you do. And it is 11:01. Let's see, 10:11 or 10:01. It's 11:01 if you are in the East Coast, or on, I should say on the East Coast, not in the East Coast, on the East Coast. How is everybody doing tonight? I am in a fantastic mood, even though I'm a little bit tired. It's been a long day. You would think that since I've been off work, that my day would not be as long as it is, but trust and believe me, it has been a long day. I don't know why, but it seems like since I've been off work, I'm a lot more tired than when I was actually working. So I don't know what that is about, why that is, or what have you, but it's starting to be like a pain in the ass. You know, I need to start doing more things, getting out more, you know, the whole shebang. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. I have a lot of respect for those who fight for our freedoms, and I do hope that, you know, that everyone is going to respect them and give them the glory that they need and that they deserve tomorrow. Anyway, this past weekend, again, has been, like, really just out there. You had to excuse me tonight because I have truly been trying to do every show, even if I am out of it. I still try to do every show and still try to maintain, because I do realize that a lot of people, I don't want to say depend on me, but kind of look forward to me doing my show. So with that, you know, you want to make sure, at least I want to make sure that that I'm there for those few who want to listen to me. You know, it feels good when you have, you know, supporters and people who really, you know, care about you and are trying to, you know, listen to you every time you're on, even if you're boring, which, you know, sometimes I don't am, but I still have people who listen to me and trust. And believe me when I tell you that I am so appreciative of it. I got actually 207 likes on my Shrilicious Me SO Second Life page on Facebook. And I was actually surprised. I didn't even realize I had it. I had found out when I was posting something and I saw it, I was like, wow. It makes you feel good that people, you know, look to you for their entertainment, and I'm speechless. I really appreciate it. It came as a surprise because I really didn't put myself out there like that. So to have, you know, people look at me and like my page, it means a lot. Yeah, I'm on drugs. Matter of fact, I really am tonight. I'm on drugs. I've got a couple of pain relievers that I'm on. So, yeah, if I start talking too much, then you need to call in and tell me to shut up. Because, yeah, anyway, this topic that I'm going to talk about in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to do a disclaimer right now. I don't want anybody coming for me because this is not about anybody in particular. So don't come for me. Don't try to talk shit to me. I don't want to hear it. Because if it does pertain to you, then you need to look at yourself and not come for me. Because I am not trying to be nasty. I'm not trying to be mean. I am just talking, which is what I always do. I am stating my opinions, and people who have their opinions have your opinions. So, you know, don't go there with me. Just don't. Not when I'm high anyway. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. Let's get to the subject at hand. My question, and I know that a lot of probably more women go through this than men, because men tend to be like, screw it, I could care less. But tonight's topic is second life relationships. How long is too long to hold on? Are you afraid to be in a virtual world alone? You know, and since you are, do you accept lies that you know are lies and so forth? The reason why I brought this up is because I see so many relationships unfolding. Like one day everybody's happy and together, then the next day everybody's like, screw you, you know, whatever. And it happens on Facebook a lot and also in Second Life where you can't even keep up with it because you just wonder, okay, how long am I going to keep up with this BS? You know, how long do I, you know, really want to see this? Anyway, let me get my thoughts together here. Relationships and SL can be positive and it can be negative, depending on the situation. I think there is a lot of negative relationships in the virtual because people, and I'm not saying everyone, but certain people are looking for something that they don't have in real life. And I think that's a lot of the reasons why when you get in this virtual environment, your first thought is that you have to have a relationship. You have to have a boyfriend. You have to have a girlfriend, a wife, a husband. You feel like you have to have that. A friend of mine, I'm not going to mention his name, was laughing. He went to an event with me last night, and he was laughing about how many women was in his box. And he was saying, damn, you know, one of them came straight out and said, you know, I'm going to come straight out. You know, are you single? And he's like, yeah, I'm single. Oh, okay, well, the reason why I'm asking, because I'm looking for a relationship. Now, she has no idea who he is, what he is, what he's about. You know, only thing she sees is an avatar. And it's just like, I guess, real life, because I know there's people who don't play Second Life probably roll in their eyes, but you can be attracted to what an avatar looks like. I know a lot of people are going, okay, you know what, sugar, get your ass off the mic because you're tripping, but you can. It is like your avatar is attracted to their avatar, and it's more of a mental state than anything, but to me, even if someone's avatar, cartoon character, toon, however you want to say it, is attractive or whatever, you still have to get to know that person, because the person behind the avatar, who you're going to have the relationship with. And I think a lot of us kind of forget that, because if you look at a lot of relationships, they go into it blindly. Like, okay, I just want to have a relationship. I just want to have a boyfriend. I just want to have a girlfriend. I just want to have someone to basically, you know, when I log in, I've got a relationship with them. I've never seen so many people, so many women and men who fall in love so quickly. It's like when you're in the virtual world, you just fall in love so easily. I don't know whether it's really what you feel in your heart, or if you're just basically bullshitting yourself and telling yourself that, yes, this is the one. I have seen so many, this is my soulmate. that honestly, it is starting to be so much of a fucking cliche, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, I am not saying that you can't have a balanced relationship in game. I'm not saying you cannot. I have one. I know other people who have, my godparents, the Christensens have a very balanced relationship. My other godparents, they have a balanced relationship, but they're married in real life, which I'm going to talk about that one other day too, but not today. But they have a balanced relationship. You know, there's a lot of people that have balanced relationships. The blogger Euphoria and her husband, you know, Bifford, they've been married for a long, long time in Second Life. So there is a such thing as balanced relationships. I'm not saying that there isn't. What I'm saying is that too many of us stress and want to have this unique and beautiful relationship when the fact of the matter is that you're in a virtual world and you're bullshitting yourself sometimes and thinking that this is something that's going to last forever or that's going to peak and it's going to be everything you've ever wanted. Now, the thing that I kind of find the most tragic is when a person will take all the bullshit that they can, don't want to be alone. And because they feel in their heart that they love this person. You know, I have seen so many relationships that all of a sudden it filters out and then you see somebody go, oh, it's over. I hate him. You know, he's this, he's that. I never should have had a relationship with him. He's, you know, and it's like you knew better. You know, I'm sure the warning signs were there. How long did you deal with this person before you woke up and went, hey, yeah, I need to just leave this shit alone. Seriously. But when you think about it, when you really, really think about it, what do you do when you see something in your face and you know for a fact it's bullshit? Why is it so many of us, and I'm going to include myself because at one point, never in Second Life, but at one point in real life, I ignored the warning signs and thought that, okay, this has got to be something absolutely fan-fucking-tastic when the truth of the matter is it was bullshit. It was just something that I wanted and felt that I needed to have when the reality of the matter was is that I already saw that the relationship wasn't worth a damn. And I chose to stay in it because in some cases I didn't want to be by myself. In some cases I felt I loved the guy. And in some cases I just was bored. So I kept going with it and kept going with it. But just like in real life, when you're in a virtual existence, why would you put up with bullshit? In real life it's a little different because if you've got a relationship with someone – and there's emotions there, sex is there, time spent, lovey-dovey, I love using everything, and you're physically done. You may stay into it a little bit longer because there is a history there. But you've known somebody for 1 to 2 months, and then all of a sudden you're taking all their bullshit in a virtual game and you're crying to your girls or boo-hooing to your boys. Why are you doing that when you yourself know that the existence of this relationship is only in virtual? Now, if you choose to take it outside of virtual, meaning that you've got this fantastic relationship that you're taking outside of virtual, how in the hell, seriously, how in the hell do you justify the fact of putting up with somebody's bullshit in a virtual environment? How do you? What do you say to yourself as an individual? Do you allow yourself to basically bullshit yourself and go, you know what? This is a great relationship. I know it is. Oh, my God, it is. It is. It. No, you don't do that. You stop and you realize that this is bullshit. a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago asked me to do a show about women and why do you stay in a relationship? Do you stay in a relationship because of the promises that are made? Do you stay in a relationship because you want it to get better? Or do you stay in a relationship just because you feel that this is what you need to do? Because in all honesty, my first relationship and second life was with my husband now. And the reason why I was with my husband now is because I honestly just did not want to deal with the bullshit. I saw so much of it, so many lies, so many, you know, crap, so much just bullshit in other relationships that I did not want to go through that. I did not want to be one of the many that is, you know, that was basically kind of like, okay, it's great. He's wonderful. He's an asshole the next day. The truth of the matter is that you don't want to put your heart someplace that you can't protect it. And virtually, and people who don't know anything about Second Life, who don't know anything about virtual environments, I've got one friend of mine right now and another listener is going, you got to be kidding me. You know, it's a game. Yes, it is. It is a game. It is. It is not a game. It is a virtual environment for socializing. Second Life is not a game. Second Life is not like World of Warcraft. Second Life is not like Call of Duty. There's no points to rack up. There is no, you know, a level to get to. It's basically a social environment, just like there.com, just like The Sims Online was, and just like IMVU. It's a social place to meet. The best thing about Second Life is the fact that it is a lot, the name is basically what it is, Second Life. You log on and your whole existence is a Second Life. You know, you can work, you can make real life money, which is Linda's in the game. You can get married, have children, anything your heart desires, you can do. If you want to be a police officer, because that's been your dream, you want to be a doctor, that's been your dream, pediatrician, a car dealer, whatever your heart desires, you can do it, including fall in love with somebody who ain't worth a shit. Thing about Second Life is that you should be able to pick what you want to do. You should not stay into a relationship so long that it is affecting your real life existence. That doesn't make any sense. Too many women and men take their relationships out of Second Life into the real world. And when they do, you are basically asking for trouble. Now, again, doesn't mean that it's going to always happen. Doesn't mean that every relationship that starts off in Second Life is going to be ruined by real life. It doesn't. There are some people that I'm sure that are happy-go-lucky. Their relationship is fabulous. There's no problem. But the fact is, if you already know that somebody has a history of being a bullshitter, of being fucked up, why would you deal with that? Why would you put yourself in a position that you're going to get your heart broke in the end? It just doesn't make any sense. That comes, it's like I always talk about, loving yourself first, because that's exactly what it is. If you don't love yourself, if you don't care about you enough, then you're going to allow another person to put you through the ringer with your heart. And it's just not fucking worth it. It isn't. It is not worth your heart. I'll be right back. I'm going to take a quick break. See you back in one or two. by Sugarlicious Me, a blog talk show. If you have just joined me, my topic tonight is relationships in second life and how long is too long to let something go on. And during the time I was talking to you earlier, I had one of my listeners who doesn't know anything about second life made a really, really, you know, good point. And I wanted to share it with you. He said that he had a relationship in World of Warcraft, and that when he, you know, had the relationship, you know, they basically was leveling up together and they fell in love. And he got really emotional, attached to this person. And when he wanted to take it out of the game, they both took it out of the game, with the, you know, with the understanding that it was going to go further, that they were in love with each other. Anyway, bottom line is that everything that he was told was a lie. She was married. She had 5 kids. He was told that she wasn't married, that she was younger than she wished she was, that she was never married, no children, that she lived, you know, in this not mansion, but this gorgeous home, you know, and all this shit, which that part was true, but her husband was footing the bill. And that, you know, she basically worked for some type of business, whatever. But what I just had told him while he was saying that, he said she was online all the time. Well, if she's online all the time, then obviously the working was bullshit. Because if you're online all the time, you're not working anywhere. I mean, yeah. Let's face it. You're either off for a brief amount of time like myself, or your ass just ain't working. Because if you're on Second Life all the freaking time, I mean, I know there's some people that have a job that can actually allow them to be in Second Life. I understand that. But in most cases, we all know that's bullshit. And that, yeah. But just like he said, he was, you know, pumped up to think that the relationship was going to be this marvelous relationship, only to find out that everything he's been told has been a lie. And not to say that people lie to you, but it's easy to lie when you're behind a computer. It's easy to tell a person what you are and who you are and what you'll do for them when you're behind a computer. I think the best way to defend that is that when you go into a relationship in Second Life or any virtual environment, not just Second Life, IMVU, there.com, if you get busy in Call of Duty, I think the best thing to do is to always make sure that your heart is protected. There is nothing wrong with relationships in the games. Don't get me wrong. There isn't. What's wrong is that when you put so much time and weight into it, and you basically see yourself that it's not going anywhere, or when you know someone's track record is getting in and out of relationships, there is no point in trying to get with that person. If you know a person behind the avatar has had multiple relationships, multiple divorces, multiple marriages, and this goes for men and women, then why are you putting yourself in a position that you're going to deal with them? It doesn't make any sense. You're just putting yourself up for a letdown. Because honestly, I have seen so many relationships that unfold on Facebook, and you think that they are going to be together for the rest of their natural life. You really think that. And then all of a sudden, the truth comes out. It's like sometimes you, and I hate to say this because I know this is kind of foul, what I'm about to say. But sometimes I'll look at a relationship and I'll wonder, how long is this going to last? I mean, that's me being realistic and being honest. I look at it and go, how long is this going to last? How long are they going to be together? And maybe that's a little shitty of me, and if it is shitty of me, oh well. Because if I saw this person 2 months ago and they were in love and everything was everything, and last month they are hating on the person, they can't stand them, they wish them dead, they wish their dog dead, and then 2 weeks later they're in this relationship, they're in love, they're getting married, they're having kids, come on now. You don't need a relationship in Second Life to confirm who you are. You don't need that. You don't need anyone to confirm who you are. This is a virtual environment, virtual. You don't need anybody to confirm who your avatar is. Just like in real life, you don't need a man or a woman to define who you are in real life. Why would you need anybody to define who you are in Second Life? You really should not have to have that. There is nothing wrong, again, with positive relationships. But there is something wrong with a person that's jumping in and out of them. And there is something wrong with a person who's allowing themselves to be put through just abuse after abuse after abuse. It is something wrong there. Anyway, I've got someone on hold. Not really sure if he wants to talk, but I'm going to let him in because he's been very, very quietly holding. He's probably just trying to listen, but I'm going to let him in because I know at one point he had something a little bit similar to this. So, hello, how are you? And I guess he doesn't want to talk. Hello? Should I put you back on hold? Just say yes. Hello? Hello? Yeah, he must want me to put him back on hold. He must just be listening. Anyway. Oh, God. It's my husband who's, he must just doesn't want to talk right now, but that's good. That's good. But anyway, I have a friend who was, Jesus, going in and out of so many relationships on Second Life that it honestly was making my head swim. Because she would get into a relationship and she would be so in love with this guy that they're talking on the phone all the time. They're having this, you know, beautiful, wonderful relationship. And then all of a sudden, bam, he either cheats on her, she either finds out he has an aunt, or finds out in real life that he's not worth the shit. So she would bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce out of relationships to the point where I felt like me being her friend, I had to speak on it. And there is nothing harder than telling your friend that she's being a dumb bitch. I mean, I'm just saying it right like it is. And if she's listening to me, she'll probably unfriend me on Facebook, and that's okay too, because I didn't mention name. But it's hard to do that because I would sit there and try to explain to her that you don't need anyone to define who you are in a virtual game. And she was like, well, I really want to have a relationship. I don't want to be, you know, in Second Life without having a relationship. You know, I see people around me. I just want somebody to hang out with and spend. And there, trust me, there's nothing wrong with hanging out, spending time with. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that you got to start realizing who you're hanging out and spending time with. And also, you got to start understanding that when you are in a relationship, that there is going to be some times where the person is not everything they say they are. I mean, it's a fact. So many people or so many women and men end up with their hearts broken because you're putting so much time and value in a game. I have seen people who neglect their real-life wives and husbands and children to be in relationships in Second Life. And you know somebody that does it. There is no sense of sitting here saying that you don't. Because I've heard mothers tell their children, wait, wait, I'm on Second Life, to be with their dude. I've heard husbands lie to their wives. I mean, it happens often. And no matter what you say, it's going to continue to happen. You know, I don't understand myself how you can ignore your child. That's beyond me. I don't get that. I don't see how you can ignore your husband and your wife either, but hey, you know, live and learn, die and put on your tombstone. I don't know. But honestly, to ignore your child is a no-no, especially for some virtual pussy or dick. Yes, I said it. For virtual pussy or dick, it is just not worth it. It's not worth anything to give up your whole damn near your soul for virtual pussy and dick. Do you not realize that priming is in the mind? I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, so don't come for me with shotguns, you know, with pretend fire, and because there's nothing wrong with it. What I'm saying is that when you are so focused on it that you forget the reality of your real life, your children, your husband, your job, then something's wrong there. I mean, we all come to Second Life for a reason. You know, I come to get away. Quite frankly, that's why I log in. I log in to get away. I log in because I love my little virtual family. I love my husband, my kids, my grandmother, you know, my aunties, my uncles, my brothers, my sisters, you know, my kiddos. I love all of them, you know, my grandkiddos, my stepkiddos, my wifey, you know. I love all these people. And it makes my day to log in to conversate with them, to be a part of their life, to see what's going on. But I also know that when I log off, I have my own family that I have to deal with. And unfortunately for me, I no longer have my mother. So having a mother in game means a lot to me. You know, having a grandmother in game means a lot to me because I no longer have these people in my life. So I do use Second Life as a surrogate for those people. You know, I don't have a real life hubby, so my hubby is my hubby. You know, but we are real life, but not married real life. Well, you know what I'm saying. But I think we all come for a reason. If you're in it, Second Life, because you're missing love, you know, you're missing a relationship, you're missing comfort, you're missing someone that tells you that you're beautiful, that you're handsome. I get it. I understand that. But do not deprive yourself of someone that is going to be honest with you, with someone that's going to bullshit you. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Sometimes letting go of a relationship in Second Life that ain't about shit is the best thing you can do. And not just relationships between a male and a female, or relationship between two women, or relationship between two men. I mean relationships, period. Children relationships. Because trust when I tell you, it's hard to let go of a virtual child. And I'm sure a lot of you think, a lot of you feel that way. But I've noticed that a lot of you will let go of a virtual child bullshit if before you let go of your virtual husbands and wives bullshit. Now, why is that? You'll put up with a lot of crap that a male or female would do, but your virtual child, you kind of like brush them off quicker. Why is that? Have you ever thought about that and sit and really thought about why you do that or why someone does that? You know, I've had virtual kids who I've tried to hang on to until I decide that, you know, and quite frankly, it was the best thing I could have possibly done. But they pushed me to that point. But I've seen people who's get rid of their kids, if their dude is sleeping with them, they'll keep the dude but get rid of the kid. Or if the other way around, if the girl is sleeping with the son, and I know that sounds nasty, but we all know that happens quite a bit, you'll get rid of the son but you keep the wife. I mean, if you're going to get rid of one, you need to get rid of both. You really do. You need to tell them both to kiss your ass. Because it doesn't make any sense to keep one and keep the other. But I've seen that happen. I've seen it happen a lot. Oh, my daughter was trying to talk to my husband. They were sleeping together. She made an aunt. They were together. Fuck her. I'm done. He's mine. No, he's not yours. He never was yours. If he's sleeping with your daughter, i.e. his daughter too, then there's something going on there. Because I don't give a shit how many times people say that, oh, it's virtual, it's not a big deal, it's still considered as incest. Because to me, how do you become daddy and become daddy? How? When does that happen? When does that take over your life? Because I'm telling you, if I ever got an SL father, he would just be that, a father. So why wouldn't you get rid of both? If you see, if there is a man who's willing to bring himself down with his virtual child and become this virtual child from a mentor to a lover, then why would you stay into a relationship with someone that has that mentality? And we know a few people who have done it. I don't give a flying fudge how many times he may tell you that she came on to him. Well, she came on to me, nothing happened. Come on. And I'm not saying that sometimes that's true. I'm not saying that sometimes that that's true. But I have seen a lot of people have made aughts to be with their parents, oh my God, or their children. And that's some sick, twisted shit. And even though they do that, the wife and the husband, or wife or husband, still remains in that relationship because they don't want to be alone. They don't want to be by themselves. They use this virtual relationship to basically have someone to hold on to, have someone to be with. It's not worth it. If you see someone that is deliberately fucking you over, you need to tell them to fuck off. It is better to be alone. Trust what I tell you. It's better to be alone than to be used. I know a lot of, you know, women and men don't want to hear that. They don't want to believe that. You know, and I understand that you truly can fall in love with a person. I know. Trust, I know. I'm in love with my virtual husband. I'm in love with Angel. But the truth of the matter is, if Angel ever fucked around on me and ever did some shit to me, Angel could kiss my ass. All that love would be out the door. It would be, mwah, fuck off. Because I have to think about me before I think about him. So when you allow someone to basically get into your heart and make you feel like you're less than who you are, and this is a virtual relationship, it's time to go. It's time to move on. It truly is. I have seen people who just stay in the relationship in real life, and they stay in the relationship in real life because they don't want to let go. You know, I had a family member who stayed in a relationship, and he was a horrible, horrible piece of shit. He really, really was. I could not stand him. He treated her like crap, and she allowed it. She really just allowed it. And then after it was over with, after years and years of physical and mental and verbal abuse, she sit there and was like, after she finally left him, she sit there and like, you know what? I wish I could just go back and do things over. Maybe it was me and I just would have just did things over and kept him. And we're sitting there like, are you fucking kidding? Are you serious? Now, mind you, he used to whoop her ass on a daily. He used to use, like, all kind of, you know, like, curse words to her, you know, just talking down to her, breaking down her self-esteem. And this woman, even after all that was done and over with, still was thinking about maybe she was the one that was in the wrong. I mean, after a while, you're wondering, what the fuck are you thinking? It's the same way it is in virtual. What the fuck are you thinking? Why would you allow someone that much power over you, that much control over you? Why would you allow someone to have you crying in real life over a fucking avatar? Now, again, I get it. I get it. I get it. If you brought them outside the game, you know, you're in love with them and all that shit, but come on. it just doesn't make any sense. You are human. You have feelings. You should never allow anyone to make you feel any less than who you are, and especially in a virtual environment. You should never allow that. We all of us want love. All of us want to have someone that we're important to, that we mean something to, that looks upon us with gazing eyes and want it to be everything. We all want that. It would be foolish to say that we don't, but the fact of the matter is, the truth of the matter is that in order for you to do that, to truly find someone that loves you, you've got to love yourself. You cannot put up with anybody's bullshit. You can't. It's not worth it. I am not preaching, if you feel like I am, and I am not perfect. I truly am not. But I do know that in order for you to be a person that you want to have someone love and desire and care for, you can't put up with anybody's bullshit. You just can't. And that's especially in a virtual world. I'm going to share probably tomorrow on my show, my Scandal show. There is a documentary that I actually ran across, actually a friend of mine ran across and told me about it. It's about virtual adultery and cyberspace love. And I wanted to share it tonight, but I think I'm going to wait till tomorrow to share it. And it just really shows how much a person, you know, will go through for a relationship. This chick was ignoring her kids, her husband, and he knowing that this happening, and he was still putting up with her. You know, and this is real life, and it is about Second Life. Yes, it is actually, yes, someone just asked me. It is about Second Life, so I will share that. So anyway, I am about to go. These meds have been kicking in for the past 40 minutes. I don't know how the hell I'm still talking to you. I don't know how the hell I'm still, like, yeah, I don't know. But anyway. Thank you for listening. Love yourself first. As I always said, do not allow a relationship to over and go over and over. It is not worth it. Tomorrow will be my Scandal show on the grid at 7 o'clock. As you all know, I know very, 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 very little about Scandal. I watched the first season, and that was it. Because that's my norm. I'll watch something the first season, and after that, it's like, I don't want to watch this anymore. But I've got three ladies tomorrow night who are big Scandal fans, and so they're going to be able to help me. It's going to be a 2K trivia, a Scandal trivia that I couldn't put together because I have no idea. So someone put the Scandal trivia together for me, so you will have a 2K win. Tomorrow's also Veterans Day, so there will be pins given out through RJB, who is one of my sponsors. Also, one of my sponsors have just put out their clothing line, exclusive clothing line, Bougie Fashions, just put it out at SL Vogue. And if you're interested in seeing those, she's got some beautiful boots, shoes, a couple of really cute outfits. Go to my page, Sugarlicious Me, and go ahead. There is the landmark is there. The map landmark is there. So if you want to go ahead and go there and maybe get some of those cute little outfits, make sure you do. Other than that, that is all, I guess, that I can say to you all. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble as I always do. A big shout out to my supporter and sponsor and friend Rachel, who will be giving out some very, very nice flag pins tomorrow at the show. Also, a shout out to my Grammy, Desi, who will be, I think, giving out a couple of things that will something tomorrow as well. As always, you guys know how I feel. I don't have to say it. Those who don't know about Second Life, I am actually going to do a tutorial. Yes, I'm going to do a tutorial about Second Life. I may have a couple of my friends get together, but I'm going to look around and see where, you know, free stuff is at, because I know you broke people don't want to pay. So I'm going to show you how to make an avatar, where to go to probably get some free clothing, free shoes, hair, whatever. You can all run around looking like clones. But anyway, it's going to happen. Also coming up probably within the next month, Young Invent will be on the Sugarlicious talk show. A lot of you know a commercial artist in California. He's been traveling around, so he's going to be on my show to perform and to talk about what's up and coming for him in 2015. God, as far as that, I guess I think Greek Life hopefully will be coming out very soon. Those have been asking about it. Greek Life is where we sit and talk to people in the Greek community and get a lot of feedback and so forth to see, you know, what they're doing. So that's up and coming as well. As always, thank you so much for listening to me. I love you all so much. You have been just the perfect audience. I can tell that I'm like... I'm, like, in the sky right now. Can you tell? I mean, I am so there. These new masks are fun. I'm telling you, I'm, like, just, wow. I'm not going to take them tomorrow because I don't want to be in the game. And like, yeah. Hey. Don't judge me. Anyway, as always, sugar kisses. Love you. Mwah.
When it's beneficial, I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzy. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions.